To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That was Mike Vrabel yesterday on Wake Up Barstool. He was also a guest on The Greg Hill Show. If you missed any of that, Audacy app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone, free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. Use the rewind feature. You won't miss a second of Mike Vrabel on Patriots Mondays with Greg Hill. Drake May on WEEI Afternoons. Every single Patriots Monday, or Tommy Curran joins us at high noon every Tuesday. We call it a Tommy Tuesday. It's all on the Odyssey app. You won't miss a second of Jones and Keefe or any of WEEI there. When it comes to Vrabel, a big factor in him coming here, I imagine, was his familiarity with the crafts. He said as much. They did have to pony up and pay him. They weren't going to be able to cut corners and lowball him like they did with Jerod Mayo. But I imagine a lot of it has to do with, and he's also said as much, being able to work with Drake May. And if you rewind to the offseason, Keith, my recollection is we both, certainly I did, had Chicago as like the number one most attractive job.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that was less about Caleb Williams. You like Caleb a little more than I did. But it was about the roster top to bottom. And what I think Mike Vrabel has proven this offseason is go with the quarterback you like in Drake May. You can figure out a lot of that other roster. I mean, they had to spend on Milton Williams. That was a big name they spent on. They had to spend to a degree on Carlton Davis. Everything else really was lesser signings. They didn't throw a ton of money at Spillane. They threw a ton of fake money at Steph Diggs, not a ton of real money at him. So go out, spackle it together with guys who are going to buy in, that you have a familiarity with, burn it down to the ground, whatever they were doing last year with Jerod Mayo, and even a couple of years ago with Bill Belichick. Get those leaders out. Bring some new blood in, players we believe in, players we know, and build it all around the quarterback. I mean, that is a pretty simple blueprint, but I think that was the blueprint here.
Well, it's funny because usually you say, you know, these coaches get fired because it's a lot easier to fire the coach than it is to get 53 new players. Well, they kind of did both. Like, they didn't do that because obviously Drake May and Christian Gonzalez and Hunter Henry, Mike Onwenu, like, there are guys that they retained. But it's over half the roster was flipped, especially like the impact players are all different. We're going over it before, the leading rusher, the leading receiver, guy with the most tackles, guy with the most sacks. Like, they all are new to the team this year. So it was free agent spending. It was also the draft, which you brought in a bunch of players that are contributing. We kind of highlighted all those guys yesterday. And so, yeah, pretty much a whole new coaching staff, like all of that, they were able to turn it over. Tough to do. Like, it's, you don't see it all the time. Every year there's a 3-4-5 win team that gets a new coach, and I'm sure they would like to turn the roster over, but how many are able to do it and do it successfully? Like, they've had a little bit of luck in that regard where there hasn't been like a bust, right? Like, Kyle Williams, yeah, he's not great, but he was also a third round pick and you weren't relying on him to be like a starting wide receiver.
No, and we've talked about this before with like some of the, like, N'Keal Harry type missed picks, busts, where every player around them was good. You don't really have that in this year's receivers class.
No, there's not even that. And it's, again, like, the later in the rounds, you're like, yeah, ideally, you know, a day two pick, he's, you know, in the rotation, he's playing, whatever. But I'm trying, like, there's not a guy, like, Garrett Bradbury, we're like, oh, there could be a step backwards there at center. Nope, been fine. Like, Morgan Moses, you're like, oh, the guy, maybe he'll get hurt. Nope, been fine. Defensively, there was a little bit of a slow start for somebody like Spillane. Figured out he's been good. Carlton Davis, maybe I expected a little bit better, but you can't call him a bust. Like, there's been no busts.
And he's also been trending in the right direction recently.
Right. So, I mean, it's hard to pull that off, but that's one of the things they've been able to do. And the quarterback is always going to be the most important part of that. But when your defense is really good and you've improved all these other areas around the quarterback, like that's pretty much how you go from 4 wins to 11-2 and a chance to win the division in week 15.
So Mike Vrabel was pretty complimentary there of Drake May. Like, part of the reason he's here,
yeah, of course,
is Drake May. He also highlighted May's strengths compared to other top quarterbacks. This was, again, yesterday on Wake Up Barstool.
Well, there's an athleticism. I've tried to explain this, and I'm no quarterback expert. I know winners. I can tell the guys that are winners, and I think that there is an athleticism to the way that he plays the position in and out of the pocket that's probably different than some other quarterbacks. And I think that his ability to remain accurate while off platform or at different arm angles is something that I've really been impressed with. Situationally, he's really improved. You know, there's been some plays that people wouldn't notice at the end of games. Teams were out of timeouts, and his ability to not throw the ball away, to not stop the clock, just in tune with that. That's something that, you know, he's taken a lot of pride in. Is his ability to do that and make the right decisions, you know, when we've needed it.
So when we played this earlier, we're both like, This is Vrabel patting himself on the back.
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, he's in charge of that. He's not the play caller, but he is sort of the coach of the entire team and, like, the situational awareness and those guys being smart.
I want to give Vrabel credit for all that. But the Twitch chat brought this up earlier when we were talking about the Bears. And they're like, yeah, Caleb Williams is not Vrabel's kind of quarterback. Like, there are some guys who I'm not sure you can coach it out of. Like, can that be coached out of Caleb Williams?
I don't know. I mean, no. I don't know if...
I'm with Nick on this. I don't think so.
But was Ryan Tannehill known as, like, this savant of a quarterback? He's like a college receiver, for God's sake.
At least he completes more than 58% of his passes.
Vrabel might be able to win some games with Caleb Williams. Yeah. Ben Johnson is doing that. Yeah, yeah. I'm saying, can you coach, like, the situational pants crapping out of Caleb Williams?
I don't know.
I don't know if Vrabel would be sitting there in Chicago, you know, 14 weeks into the year, patting himself on the back for, like, how good Caleb is situationally. Because May has been pretty good now.
So you're right. I guess they can only walk you so far. However, we have seen examples of guys that looked like they were a disaster and then at least found something. Like, Sam Darnold looked like a joke and should be out of the league. And now I would never put money on him ever to win a playoff game.
No, but he is a
like, look at him.
He's a starting quarterback you can win regular season games with. That's proven.
Yeah. And so some of that is coaching, I would say. So they've been even Josh Allen. Like, we did this a lot.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
A lot going into the first matchup, but people kind of gloss over the first 2 years he was in the league, but that didn't look like a guy you'd have a lot of confidence in. And you're like, all right, he can't really hit open receivers. Like, he kind of looked like a little bit of a mess.
That's true.
And then
there are examples of it.
So, yeah, a few. There's a few. And so we'll never know if Drake May would look the same with some of the other coaches versus this one. But he is taking a huge leap forward in like that kind of thing. Like, you trust him late in the game. Now, he hasn't had a ton of those opportunities, right, just based on score and where they've been. It's not like, oh, here comes another fourth quarter game-winning drive for Drake May. But he's done so much that you would have confidence in him to this point.
Do you? Let's do the whole important or interesting thing that Vrabel likes to talk about. Because you just brought this
interesting
up. There are not any fourth quarter comebacks, right, for Drake May this year, or at least like final 2 minutes? So.
There's not just one game winning drive.
So, right. So he beat the Bills, but that was a tie game. So is that important or interesting that May hasn't done that?
It's interesting, I guess.
I think it's important.
But that he hasn't done it?
You think they're going to, like, now you're talking about
trials in that spot.
No, he hasn't.
Done it.
But,
yeah.
But I think it's important.
Well, it's the same thing as saying, like, he has no playoff starts. It's like, all right.
Right. Well, that one, he can't do anything about no playoff starts. He could do something about some of these fourth quarter comebacks.
But
he could have done it against Pittsburgh. He could have done it against the Raiders.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I guess against Pittsburgh he could have. It does feel like a super long time ago, but that was this season. They had a chance, and despite all the blunders they had, they could have done it.
So, I mean, look, I think that's important, and this is the reason why. And maybe you don't fault him much for it, and I get that. But it's important he hasn't done it because do you think they're going to win a Super Bowl just by playing in front and never having to come back late in the game? I mean, maybe that's possible. Some teams
seems
have done
unlikely,
it.
Seems unlikely. Especially if you don't have the bye and you have to win four games.
I don't think that's going to happen. Is it important or interesting he hasn't thrown for 300 yards?
Oh, well, that's odd. not to answer your question.
It's not even interesting.
It's not interesting to me. It's not important. Certainly not important.
That one's definitely not important.
It's strange.
In fact, if he has to start throwing for 300 yards, Nick's been on this now for like a month, and he's right. If he has to start throwing for 300 yards, you probably are going to be losing some of these games. That's probably actually a bad stat.
Yeah, the way the team has played this year, wouldn't you be not shocked at all if his first 300-yard game comes in a loss?
It's when they get knocked out in a playoff game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like Jacoby Brissett.
Look, Shadur almost threw for 400. They lost the Titans.
Good point.
Yeah, yeah. No, like that's not always the stat that you want. You know, especially if your team's playing really well and you're actually able to run the ball a little bit, that, like, yeah, maybe you don't even need that.
Now, look, he easily could have had it in some wins. I mean, if Diggs could hold on to the football in that Jets game a couple of different times, or Hollins didn't get it batted out, he easily would have had 300 yards in that game. And there's a bunch of games like that, but you could probably play that game with a lot of quarterbacks. I don't lose any sleep over him not throwing for 300 yards.
Yeah.
Not bringing his team back late in the game. And that is like a fine line because he was awesome on the final drive against Buffalo earlier this year. Stiff-arming guys and making plays, and like that was a brilliant drive. And so am I going to fault him because they weren't losing there? They were only tied? That's not his fault.
Right, he
came through when he had to. But that, to me, is one that I think you're going to have to do that at some point if you want to win a Super Bowl. That to me, is important.
Yeah.
I don't know how much to fault him for it in the meantime, but it's important. He's going to have to do that at some point.
Yeah, hasn't done it yet. And you go back to the two losses. You know, there were possessions against the Raiders week one. I think a couple of possessions, right? Fourth quarter trailing with a chance to go down and tie it. And then obviously the Raider game, same thing. Despite all those turnovers that they had, there was still an opportunity to do it. Maybe put some of that on Pop Douglas. Maybe put some of that
on the text line.
Are they?
Jones, he was doing it against Pittsburgh, but Douglas ran backwards.
He did. He for sure did.
I got to go back and look at that drive again. I mean, May also flipped the ball backwards, fumbling late in that game. He had a horrendous interception
He did not have a good game. The team played terribly.
But specifically on that drive, why were they facing fourth down? Did he miss a throw or something? I'd have to go back and watch it. But yeah, Pop Douglas, that was not great. I was ready to cut him on the spot for that. So fair point.
Let's see. It started with 8-yard pass, 6-yard pass, 2-minute warning, 8-yard pass, 15-yard run, takes a sack.
Okay.
TJ Watt, though, he's gonna get you.
Okay, might have been him.
Incompletion to Pop Douglas, bringing up...
Again, might have been him. It's Pop Douglas.
12-yard pass to Hunter Henry.
Nice.
So it's now 4th and 1. Pop Douglas for -1.
Pop Douglas lines up 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage and comes up a yard short.
Wrong way.
Okay. Well, there you go.
Yep.
You can jump in. 617-779-7937. We will get back into Mike Vrabel. What has gotten success, or how has he gotten, rather, success out of this team in year one, plus Patriots and Bills? Does Buffalo understand what's really at stake for them this week? It's not just the division.
All on the line.
It is a wide open AFC. So we can get to that coming up. But on the way next, every Tuesday at 12:45, it's time for the madness. Kiefer Madness.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast?
With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.